At airports all over the country, guards are searching bags, even sniffing shampoo bottles. Some are also trying to spot unusual behavior. Watching for things that seem out of the ordinary is more art than science, but it can help catch criminals who might otherwise be missed. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
If you flew out of Newark Airport in the past weeks, you might have had this experience. You walk through the metal detector, and a federal marshal steps right in front of you. The marshal smiles and asks a simple question: where were you born? You answer, but it's almost as if he's not listening. For 2 seconds, he just stares at you.
There's kind of a normal, there's a way people act.
Todd Conklin is a behavioralist who works at Los Alamos National Laboratory. He teaches guards who protect plutonium there to watch for anything that strikes them as odd. He's given the same training to FBI agents and federal marshals.
There's an appropriate response to going through a magnetometer. There's an appropriate response to having your luggage searched. And people fall into that. I mean, we generally act the way we think we're supposed to act. What you're looking for are the people who don't act the way they're supposed to act.
Conklin says the FAA has considered making unusual behavior detection part of its standard security. When he teaches it, Conklin tells people to trust their instincts. The same skills that get you a date or let you know when a conversation is going poorly will tell you when something is awry, he says. If a person holds up an ID but doesn't hand it over or crosses their arms slightly, that may be worth following up on. Unfortunately, Conklin says, the terrorists of September 11th appear to have been well coached.
And in some ways, that may throw a giant wrench in this notion of observing behavior, but in other ways, it's probably relatively easy to tell somebody who's working really hard to blend in. I mean, they send off indicators.
There are lists of things to watch for. Clint Van Sant is a former FBI profiler. He doesn't want to talk about the specifics for fear they will end up in the next edition of Bin Laden's training manual. But he says there are some things he can talk about without revealing too much. Clothing, for instance.
I always try to match up where a person says they come from with their dress. There are certain shoes that are more European than American. There are certain jeans that come from outside the United States as opposed to in. Americans may wear undershirts under their dress shirt where others don't.
For the record, Van Sant and I are both wearing undershirts beneath our dress shirts. But the behavioral technique is admittedly crude. Someone who doesn't make eye contact, for instance, may just be from a culture where it's considered rude to stare. Still, he says, it's a remarkably powerful technique, one that's probably not used enough.
Concealing a weapon or something else is not the hardest part per se. The hardest part is to looking into the eyes of a law enforcement officer who's really trying to look into your soul, so to speak, and decide, do you present a threat or not? And looking him or her back with your eyes saying, no, I don't, but have a good day. Most people are not that poised to do that.
Retail stores employ behavioral security. A clerk who asks a customer, can I help you, is also saying, we know you're here. Don't think about trying to steal anything. Likewise, in amusement parks, there's often an area between where you buy your ticket and where you enter through the turnstiles. It's an observational area where guards can watch people pick out individuals who may have had too much to drink, for instance. Branch Walton made a living spotting unusual behavior. You can spot him in some old pictures standing behind Richard Nixon as part of the Secret Service.
The words usually relay only 10 to 15% of your actual feelings. I mean, people may say one thing but feel something else, and you can tell it.
Once in California, Walton was scanning a crowd and noticed a man who wouldn't make eye contact and kept glancing down at his pant leg. Walton approached him and found the man had a knife in his boot. Attorney General John Ashcroft is urging all citizens to report anything that seems suspicious. And Todd Conklin points to one apparent success for behavioral observation. 19 terrorists are thought to have made it onto planes on September 11th. Some suspect there was supposed to be a 20th.
A person went into a flight simulator situation and said, I'll pay you $10,000 if you let me fly your simulator. And there was a worker at the other end of that encounter who said, this is different. This doesn't happen this way. I need to take this information and do something with it. And in fact, that worker did.
The man was detained before September 11th. He's being held as a material witness. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.